U.S. billionaire backs $1 million GoFundMe for fruit shop owner who disarmed mass shooter. Over $1.2 million has been raised for Sydney hero Ahmed Al-Ahmed, the 43-year-old fruit shop owner who risked his life to disarm one of the shooters of the terror attack targeting a Jewish crowd on December 14th. In footage that has since gone viral, Al-Ahmed can be seen sneaking up on one of the shooters, Sajid Akram, before charging, grabbing, and wresting a high-powered rifle from his hands. Akram fell to the ground and ran back to the bridge where his son, Naveed Akram, was stationed. It's reported Al-Ahmed sustained 5 bullet wounds during the entire ordeal, mainly across his left arm, with one embedded in his left shoulder blade. He is being treated at St. George's Hospital in Sydney's Kagera in the south. The doctor says he is okay. We hope he is okay. He is a hero. 100% he is a hero. He has 2 shots, one in his arm and one in his hand. He has had to have an operation, Al-Ahmed's cousin Mustafa told reporters. A fundraiser on GoFundMe, initiated by Car Hub Australia, has already broken through its initial $1 million goal as of 10 p.m. on December 15th. This GoFundMe has been created to show our gratitude and support for someone who demonstrated incredible courage when it mattered most, read the description of the fundraiser, titled Support the Hero Who Disarmed a Bondi Attacker. In a moment of chaos and danger, he stepped forward without hesitation. His actions were selfless, instinctive, and undeniably heroic, taken without regard for his own safety. No one expects to be a hero, but when the moment came, he was. Any contribution, big or small, is a powerful way to say thank you. Bill Ackman, U.S. billionaire investor and hedge fund manager, was the top donor so far, giving $99,999. This is the verified link for the Bondi hero. I am told by a GoFundMe that the funds will only be released directly to the hero, he wrote on X on December 15th. A total of 16 people have died from the incident, including Sajid Akram, while 42 were injured with Naveed Akram in hospital and custody. The mass shooting at Bondi Beach occurred on the evening of December 14th, targeting a Jewish Hanukkah festival. A total of 27 victims remain hospitalized as of 1 p.m. on December 15th, according to the latest statement from NSW Health. Ages of the deceased victims ranged from 10 to 87 years old. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has visited the scene of the attack, laid flowers, and paid tribute to the victims. Both Albanese and the National Cabinet of Australian State and Territory leaders have agreed to tighten gun laws in response to the incident. Shooter Sajid Akram was a registered gun owner and legally possessed 6 firearms. The incident is the worst mass shooting in Australia since the Port Arthur massacre in 1996 that claimed 35 lives and spurred then-Prime Minister John Howard to tighten gun ownership and initiate a national buyback scheme. Support is available for those affected by the Bondi terror attack. Contact Lifeline Australia at 13 11 14 or text 0477 13 1114. For under 25s, Kids Helpline is at 1-800-55-1800. To donate blood, find your nearest donor center here.